You can join our live chat during the show at racersreunion.com, and we are also live broadcasting on the Facebook draglist.com page, so check us out there. Without further ado, Megan Meyer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
John and I were just talking. We had you on very recently, and we had a great time, and I guess, I don't know if we said at the time, go win that championship and come back and visit us, but I'm glad you won the championship, and congratulations on that. That's a tough region to win in top alcohol dragster. Of course, your family's been doing that for quite some time. Tell us about that year.
Yes, thank you. Well, a lot of people know if they follow me on social media or if they've seen the car at the track, I have the hashtag, which is called The Championship Awaits. And that got started when I was in college, and I actually had it printed onto my graduation cap. It said The Championship Awaits. And so that's kind of where all that started from. But this is our 10th championship for the entire Randy Meyer Racing team, and that includes my championship for this year, the ones that my dad has, and a few that we have from other drivers over the years. And so so it's always a goal of mine to get this championship, whether it be the regional or the national series. And obviously it would be a dream come true if I could get both in the same year. So that's kind of our goal going into next year, is try to do a little bit better than we did this year. But for the regional side, we did amazing. I only went to 5 regional races, and we usually do 7. But I skipped 2 of them because I already had the championship wrapped up. So it kind of it wouldn't help me anymore if I went to those last 2. So it was okay for me to skip them. And that also allowed for Julie to hop on board and get some practice in at regional races. And so awesome. I won 4 out of the 5 and runner up at the 5th one. So it was almost perfect season for us.
Oh, that's fantastic. So so Julie's ready to like put a little seat time in herself, huh?
Yes, and Julie is a terrific driver, even though she only did about 4 races with us this year at the end of the year. But she grew up racing in Europe with a junior dragster, and then she did Super Comp and Top Dragster over there, as well as her dad raced Top Fuel. So she grew up in the racing world exactly like how my sister and I did. So she fits in perfectly with us.
Well, that's super cool. Yeah, we track all the racers across the world. So, of course, followed her dad for many, many decades in the Top Fuel Dragsters. And man, it's great. You got the international team going. It's really fabulous. Well,
yeah,
tell us about... go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to kind of touch on that being international is kind of a goal that my dad has always had. So this is a great introduction for us. And so kind of a goal he has is one day to be able to have him or me or my sister be able to race overseas.
Wouldn't that be cool? Going to old Santa Pod. They just laid down some new asphalt at the venerable old racetrack over there. So they do great for, you know, I tell you, folks, if you don't look around, you know, Australia and UK in particular, but all over the world, they have some amazing drag racing, and they're not messing around over there. They're pretty right on the ETs and speeds. Maybe a tenth off, maybe a tenth and a half. But, you know, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, and my dad actually had the chance to go over to New Zealand and Sweden this summer and help tune some other top alcohol cars. So he's just kind of trying to get in as much experience over there as he can and get to know the field and get to know the competition before we bring over our stuff. But he's also just getting to know everybody, build some relationships, and just help them out.
Oh, that's really exciting. But I tell you, back to the championship for a moment. We, you know, usually ask you kind of as the year went on, when did you think that moment in time was when you looked like you may have had this thing under control? But with 4 out of 5 events, you know, under your belt, it looks like you pretty much had it from the outset. Tell us how each event went as you went through. Did you? I guess you always expect that much success, or you wouldn't go out there. But you know, tell us. What that was kind of like as you went out there and won after round and race after race.
Yeah, so my first regional race for this year was in Gainesville, which was the weekend before the national event. So we were there for 2 weeks, and it was my first time competing in the regional race. And so since it was my first race of the year, we, you know, you obviously try and win and do the best you can, but I was just getting back into the groove. But we had really great luck for the whole race. It ended really late at night, which helps us because we can run in the cooler weather. And I ended up running Richard Bork in the final round. And we didn't run really great, but we just ran better than him and enough to get the win. So that was an amazing start to the year. And then my second race was in Belle Rose, Louisiana. And it was the first race for my region. And I runnered up at that race last year, and it was the first time that me or my dad has ever been to No Problem Raceway. And we had an absolute blast last year. We loved the fans and loved just the environment there. And so so I was really happy to be able to get the win. We had everybody there was cheering us on. We got tons of winner circle pictures with all the kids there and all the family. So it was just a really fun event. So those two were both in the spring, and that had us at a really great advantage because a lot of people that were in our region hadn't done a regional race yet. And so we got ahead of the competition early on. And then to go on from there, the next regional race was in Topeka and at the end of July. So it was really hot. But it was actually the first time that I've ever won at Heartland Park, which is my home track. And I've raced there since 2004 with a junior dragster, and I've never won a race. I think the farthest I ever made it was to the semis. So it was just an amazing weekend. We had a lot of our customers and family and friends come out to cheer us on. And again, it was really late at night. I don't think we got to take our winner's circle pictures until midnight or after. And so it was just a really fun time, and we had a really big celebration, especially since we ended on Saturday. So we had all of Sunday to recoup and tear down and get ready for the next one. So that was really exciting. And my sister also competed in that race, and it was set up to where we could race in the final round against each other if we made it, but she didn't make it that far, so it was kind of a bummer, but still a really good weekend for the whole team. And so by then I pretty much knew that we had it wrapped up, and the race that I got a runner-up at was at Tulsa, which was in the end of June. And so by then I had 3 wins and 1 runner-up, and so everything was just going perfect for us. And so then my last regional that I did was in Earlville, Iowa, which is the place that my dad got his very first NHRA win at. So it was, it was very special for me to get my final win there and to also wrap up the championship. And I remember it like it was yesterday because we showed up late to the race. We didn't get there till Friday night, so we missed the first qualifying. So we only got 2 more chances. And so Saturday morning when we did our first qualifying run, obviously I was the first one down the track since I hadn't ran yet. And I don't remember the exact number we ran. I think it was a 23, but we set the track record. And everybody else was struggling. They were telling us how bad the track was, and my dad just kind of ignored him and did his own thing and tuned it right. And first run down, ran track record. But then we had some issues because then I didn't pass fuel check, which was my fault because I had it a little too high. And I think because we were just rushing, trying to get ready for our first run, I didn't check it enough as I should have. And so so the run was disqualified. So we lost the track record, and we lost the number one qualifying spot. And so we went into the third qualifying round as not being qualified.
Pressure.
We backed it down a little bit just to be able to make it down the track and not smoke the tires or anything like that. So we ended up running, I think, a high 30 just to get into the show. And so then going into Sunday of eliminations, we did pretty good in all 2 rounds. sorry, but going into the final round, we had Mike Edstrom, who was new to the class this year, but he has Tom Conway tuning his car, which a lot of people know he's one of the biggest names in A-Fuel. So they were doing really good. They were actually running faster than us for the whole weekend. And what's funny is we were loaning them some parts and tires and wheels and all that, helping them out, but they were still running faster than us. And for some reason, we just couldn't get it right where we needed to be. And so I knew that I had to step it up on the tree to be able to get it off the starting line first and try and get them on a hole shot, which is exactly what we did. I was going for it, and maybe a little bit too much because I had a 003 light. So it was almost red light. But I got a huge advantage off of him. I think he had like a 120 light or 130. And so I made up a lot of ET. We still struggled on that run. If I would have had a slower light, he might have been able to go around me. But I got the whole shot, and we got the win, and we got the championship, and it was just a really great night.
Okay, I'm just dropping the mic because I don't even need to be on this show. You're doing great. What a great recap. No, I mean, you're beautiful. You're able to just like tell the whole story, and it's really, really great and very exciting. So congrats on that driving clinic. We know Mike. He's a good guy. And, of course, his dad, you know, driving the Blind Faith Fuel Funny Cars for years. It's really good to see him get back out or get to get out there as a driver himself. But really, really great. Congratulations. And you talk about a 23 at Earlville. You might as well. That's like going a 499 at, you know, at Ennis or something. I mean, it's ridiculously fast. And you did run some of the best ETs and speeds, you know, the folks have seen in quite some time with that car this year. What again? I'm not going to ask you to give away any speed secrets, but just tell us about what folks were thinking when you laid down those huge numbers all year long.
Yeah, we've had two of the fastest cars all year. We ran a 514 and 515 in Gainesville. I also ran 283 miles per hour, which is the fastest for a female and fastest for the whole year, I believe. The record for our class is 285. And I did have the record for quickest female with my 515, but then Julie took that away from me when she ran the 511 at Pomona, which was really unexpected for us. So I'm putting a lot of pressure on my dad to kind of let me get that title back next year. But I also don't want to push it and have NHRA change the rules for us next year. So I'll stick with having the mile per hour.
There you go. You know, that it's funny how those numbers work, because at 11 was, you know, everybody was shocked by that. But I'll bet you in 09 we'll make them pull out the slide rules. You know, that's something we've never had as a 5.0 top alcohol or A-fuel dragster run. And, you know, it's coming, right? It's just a good night air and the right combination. That's going to happen maybe this next year.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, it was really unexpected at Pomona. It's kind of, we haven't ran the winter Pomona in a long time. We just don't have a lot of data for that track. But like I said, Julie does a great job at driving, and she's really good with not getting the clutch too hot and stuff like that. So everything, just her driving, the tune-up, the weather, the track, everything was perfect, and it just all clicked to run a 511.
Beautiful. The World Finals, and especially for A-fuel dragsters and top alcohol cars, there's always a surprise at the World Finals. I don't know what it is. It goes all the way back to when the guy went 253, you know, when everybody was running 225 at the time. It's always like Ed Vicroy driving the Odell and Enriquez car. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, hey, you know what? We saw you up on Twitter doing a little bit of hunting or something out in the woods. Tell us about that weekend.
That was just the other day. Something. Not a whole lot of hunting, but I go with my boyfriend, and he's very into hunting, and I'm still just beginner at it. But we have we bow hunt, and I've been practicing archery for 2 years now, and I just absolutely love it. It's very mental and physical, and a lot of it can relate to racing. So it's just the perfect way to kind of stay in touch with everything that you need for racing side while it's the off season. And so in Kansas, archery season starts in the middle of September and ends on December 31st. So we have a really long time that we can be hunting. And it's really great bonding time. I mean, you just could be out in the nature and get fresh air and just watch everything wake up. We like to go out early in the morning about 6 o'clock and watch the sunrise and just get a listen to all the birds and everything move around. And I just absolutely love it. I haven't shot anything yet this year, and it's kind of been frustrating because we haven't seen a whole lot of deer this year. And my boyfriend did get one earlier this year, and it's funny because it was the only time he went hunting and I wasn't there. And so, of course, he got this big old buck. But so now it's my turn, and we went this weekend. We go down to a place that's about 2 hours south of us, and it's right by the Oklahoma border. And we actually saw a big group of does. It was about 7 does that went across the field and went to the opposite corner, and they kind of turned around and seemed like they were going to come right to us. And I was ready for them, but I don't know if they smelled us or saw us or something made them turn around and go back and jump the fence. So didn't get a shot, but it's one of those where if you had a gun or a rifle, you'd easily be able to get one. But to me, that's not as much fun as bow hunting. So I just absolutely love it. We're going to try again in a few weeks, and hopefully I can get something.
Awesome. Well, very sporting. I have an uncle who bow hunted, and I did a little bit myself, mostly with a little bow and mostly going for rabbits. But really, really cool. Yeah. That's real hunting, and that's, you know, it's mental and it's cool. And best of luck with it, and I really enjoy it with your boyfriend. Sounds great. You painted a beautiful picture for us there.
Thank you.
Well give us, it's the end of the year. You won the big championship. You got some shout outs you want to offer for the folks listening and the folks that helped you kind of get where you got?
Yes. Our big shout out goes out to NGK Sparkplugs, who has hopped on board to be my title sponsor for the next 2 years. We announced it at the PRI show, which was absolutely perfect, and we're so happy to be with them. We've been partnered with NGK for a long time as a product sponsor and just been able to build a relationship with more and more people there over the years. They sponsor both of the races at Charlotte, so been able to meet their customers and their employees at Charlotte, and it's just been really great relationship that we've built over the years. And so they didn't hesitate at all to say yes, they want to be on board with us for the next 2 years. And so it's just amazing. We're really excited for that, doing a new wrap, doing a new awning on our trailer, new parachutes, new fire suit, helmet, all kinds of stuff. So I'm really excited for that. And that's just what I love to do because I went to school for graphic design. So I'm just loving to be able to kind of get as creative as I can with this. Also, shout out to Lucas Oil, which has been sponsored with us for 10 years now. And they have also stepped up their program with our team since we run 2 cars very heavy going into 2018. So we'll need all the oil and spark plugs we can get. and then also a shout out to Gunk Cleaners, which has been with my dad for a long time. Again, I remember being with them since we ran junior dragsters, and they're just amazing people. It's an amazing company. They are a brake cleaner supplier. Any chemicals that we need, lubricant, penetrating oil, stuff like that, they supply all of that to us. And then also to Clevite, which we use the Molly Clevite bearings and rings, and they have been outstanding for us. We've been trying a little bit different combinations all during the year, and we've just been able to really find the sweet spot with those parts. And then last but not least would be Technician Academy, which is a new company that has partnered with us for this year, is their first year. And it's a really great company. It's still kind of new, but they are going like crazy. And it's training for technicians post-college. And so they do in-the-bay training, online training, or they can even go to schools and do some trainings there for their manufacturers. but I'm very involved in the education, and so it was just the perfect fit for us.
I'll tell you what, that's so amazing, and thanks to all those folks for looking out for you so you can thrill us out there on the Strip. Let's turn you over to John for a couple minutes and talk about some music. John, take it away.
Well, thanks, BP. Megan, during your championship season, did you have a theme song that y'all listened to, or was there a particular piece of music that recurred during your victories or anything?
You know what? To be honest, there's not, and I'm probably the only racer out there that would say this, but I don't listen to music a whole lot, which might be strange because I know a lot of people listen to music for hours and it pumps them up and all this, but to me, it's more mental, and so it's just pumping myself up and having the crew guys there to kind of, and sometimes I get in my own head, so a lot of the times my crew guys are there to kind of talk me down. And so I don't, my dad's never been a music person, I never really got into it, and it's just one of those where honestly I think it would distract me. But I do love listening to music when I'm working out or we're on a road trip, stuff like that. So I love country music, the red dirt kind, Texas country, and I don't really listen to what they play on the radio because I just I'm not a huge fan of that kind of country. But and then it's funny because when I'm working out, I listen to hardcore rap, hip hop. So I kind of two complete opposite worlds of music.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, I don't really listen to a lot of music. A lot of people send me links on Facebook, you know, and say, hey, check this out, check that out. And half the time I don't follow the links because I prefer peace and quiet, you know. And I play in a band and I hear enough of it, you know, every weekend. So when I'm not doing that, I don't pay much attention to it, actually. But most people, most of our guests are into the hard rock and or country. Now, you know, Mike Smith was into jazz, and I thought that was fascinating, you know. But now that it's the off season, do you and your boyfriend go to any concerts or any particular style of club that you might want to go to that features a certain kind of music?
Yes, we do go to quite a bit of country concerts, and when we get the chance to, we went to a lot this year. We saw Randy Rogers Band, Aaron Watson, and those are two of my favorites that I love. We also got to see Chris Stapleton, which was amazing. And so we love going to concerts, and I like the ones that is in a bar and you can be up and close and you have room to dance, instead of going to a giant stadium and you have to sit in a seat that's 10 miles away and you just have to watch them off of a TV screen. So I like the more up close and personal style of concerts. We also go to a lot of comedy shows, which is something that I never really got into until I started dating Adam. And so we listen to a lot of comedy podcasts all the time, and so I probably listen to more podcasts than I do to music, and that's something that he's really opened my eyes to. And so I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts, health shows, and of course all of the racing ones.
All right.
Beautiful. Well-rounded and beautiful and super, super fast. Ladies and gentlemen, Megan Meyer, your 2017 Central Division Top Alcohol Dragster winner. Congratulations, Megan, and have a great off-season. We'll talk to you sometime next year, I hope.
Yes, thank you very much, guys. Glad to be on.
Awesome. So great, folks. Let's turn it over to JB for this week's JB's Take and Racer of the Week.
Thank you, BP. Closing out 2017 with tonight's pick for Racer of the Week, I've selected junior dragster racer Breanne Covell from Dixon, Illinois. Breanne's dad, Bill Covell, is the owner, crew chief, and mentor for Covell Racing, which includes Breanne and her sister, Brindy. Now, thanks for getting in touch, Bill. Breanne is a most deserving Racer of the Week. 2017 was a great year for Breanne. She won a bogey race, the Illinois State Championship, and a Wally plaque recently. She also won the Ironman, her age group championship, and King, and of course in parentheses, Queen of the track, all in a 7-day stretch. Bill is extremely proud of his daughter's efforts. Covell Racing started a long time ago. Bill started off doing demo derbies, and eventually he got into mud racing with his wife Kim. In 2014, the Covells decided that it was time to leave mud racing and to race full-time with the girls. Breanne raced 2014 and 2015 by herself, and Brindy started racing in 2016. Well, Brindy had issues on her first pass, and she ended up crashing. So in 2016, she spent the year building up her confidence again. In 2017, Brindy received both her NHRA and IHRA licenses and raced against competition for the first time. The Covells' home track this year was Byron, Illinois. Next year, both girls will be running full-time in the Midwest Junior Super Series, which races all over the Midwest region. They both will also be running the Point Series at Byron. Bill said he hopes is to hit as many tracks as possible. One goal is to race the Eastern Conference Finals in Bristol, and I'm sure they'll be there. There's a lot more that goes into these things than people might think. Building, maintaining, and racing a junior dragster requires a major commitment from all parties involved, and besides that, the expense is more than what one would expect. And Bill, Kim, Breanne, and Brindy are running two of them. But like Bill told me, it's a true family sport, and everyone pitches in. I look up to the Covells. They have a whole family involved in it. And Breanne's success with Brindy's future success has been a great reward for their hard work with this family project. I can't think of a better way to enjoy life together. To Breanne, Brindy, Bill, and Kim Covell, we wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and good luck, safe racing, and the best of times in the future. Back to you, BP.
Thank you, JB. JB's take and the race of the week, always fantastic. A wonderful addition to this show, and looking forward to doing more next year. Thanks, folks, sir. Let's talk about two lost friends. One gentleman you may know, one gentleman you definitely know. On the 10th, William Hatzell, he was a crewman on Chuck Etchell's Future Force Funny Car. William passed away, a lot of friends on the East Coast here and wherever Chuck raced. And then just on the 17th, folks, just yesterday, one of the greatest drag racers of all time, Bob Glidden, many, many time Pro Stock National Champion, perhaps the best Pro Stock racer in the history of the sport, and in many folks' opinion, the best racer in the history of the sport, passing away, an all-around fantastic guy. We're very lucky to have met Bob at the races in his later years, and just a sweet, sweet, wonderful man who spent a ton of time with all the Ford guys who were there and was signing dashboards, and spent some really good quality time with us at one of our local drag strips at the time. And of course, we've had him on the show as well just a couple of years ago. So a wonderful, wonderful man, and our deepest condolences to Etta and the boys and all the many, many fans and friends of Bob Glidden. Let's wrap it up, folks. For the year, we want to thank Megan Meyer, John Bachelman, Danny White, Jeff and Dustin Gilder, Barb Santucci, and Bud, Mr. Drag News DeBoer. We're off next week for Christmas and the week after for New Year's. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Have a wonderful end of the year and a great early 2018, and we will see you then. Bye-bye, everyone.